Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, you have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
And hello, party people. Welcome to Gotham Talk Podcast, show number 14, episode 14 for season 1 of Gotham, titled The Fearsome Dr. Crane. Yes, tonight we will be discussing this really great episode. If you're listening to us live, call in at 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. And we'll be here for the next 29 minutes discussing episode 14, The Fearsome Dr. Crane. All right, our number again, 347-637-3821. We have a caller from Maricode 239. Who is this?
Hey, it's Matt. What's going on? Now, how crazy was that? Julian Sands, who played Jor-El on Smallville, played a bad guy.
Yeah.
It was awesome. How awesome.
For those
that?
Of you who didn't catch that, if you're a Smallville fan, well, those who are Smallville fans will definitely caught what Matt from Florida did. So describe for those who don't know her, Matt.
If you guys don't know, Julian Sands played Jor-El in Smallville Season 9, episode Kandor. That episode is on Season 9 on DVD and Blu-ray. That's the season where Zod is reborn and the Kandorians are on Earth, and it's the episode where Jor-El comes to Smallville searching for Clark, and Zod captures him, and he ends up dying at the end at the hands of Zod, and Tess takes him, and then he dies in Clark's arms. That scene was so sad, huh, Jesus?
Yeah, that was.
That Jor-El had to die. But still, he's a great actor. Those scenes
For those who are tuning in to Gotham Talk, here's a little brief synopsis of the episode. Before leaving Gotham, Fish tips off Maroonie to who betrayed her. Meanwhile, Jim and Harvey go after a killer who makes his victim face their worst fears, and Essence is forced to suspend Edward. Now, there's a lot going on with Edward today in this episode also. Remember, even at the opening scene, Harvey just doesn't like his little jokes or riddles, for that matter.
Yeah, not anymore, really. No,
yeah.
He's getting closer, and he got suspended, too. I think he's getting closer and closer on becoming the Riddler. It's getting
on
closer.
On rebelling?
The next week's, it's going to be getting crazier, because it does look like villains are rising. And where in the world is Fish? Do you think Will Smith is going to guest star? I mean, come on, get Will Smith on the show.
Oh, that would be great. Who would you put Will Smith as?
I'd go ahead as Deadshot. I know we got Deadshot on Arrow. I know he's going to be Deadshot in the movies, in the Suicide Squad movie. But come on, let's just get him on Deadshot so he can help Fish Mooney. Or what if she's like secretly married to Deadshot, and it could be like husband and wife take down Falcone, because we know it's two different universes. But the episode was all right, though. It just began, that whole game scene with Penguin and Maroni.
Yeah.
That was just kind of dumb, because I was...
Yeah, isn't it weird? Sometimes we don't even hear from Maroni, and then all of a sudden he has, like, full episodes of him.
Yeah, and then there was talk of Falcone. It's like, every other week you get these big episodes, like with The Flash last week. it was so awesome. And then tonight, like, there are some parts that were good. Just wait until you see it. There's, like, there's crazy moments with Cisco and Hartley as well, the bad guy from last week.
Yeah.
Pied Piper.
Oh, right, right, right.
But I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good, and, you know, Fish Mooney, it's like, you know, she tips off, and, okay, when Maroney got that call right in front of Oswald.
Yeah.
How would you react if you were Maroney and Fish was telling you all this information about what Oswald is really doing behind his back? How would you react? Would you react the same way he did on screen?
Yeah, I get scared. Like, say that again, Jesus. Like, he call you and all of a sudden, like a crazy reaction. Yeah, I freak out, and especially at that scene where Penguin was about to die in that, like, truck scene. Like, he was being pounded on the truck, and then somehow he made a quick phone call to the guy,
yeah,
like, inside the truck, and then he called Maroney, say, "Dude, I'm scared. I'm so scared. Come on, I'm with you now." It's like some scenes with Penguin, it's just dumb these days. I say just go ahead and kill Penguin. Don't,
yeah,
like,
it's kind of like overdramatic the way that character is evolving now, and it's sometimes too whiny at times where he's just, but then again, he is the Penguin. So why can't he be slimy and mischievous and, you know, just slithering his way to the top?
Yeah.
Maybe we're supposed to hate him or don't know or not care about him because
yeah,
he is a slime ball.
We did get a lot of Bruce Wayne scenes, Bruce and Jim scene. We got a Bruce Wayne and Jim Gordon scene.
Yes, yes, yes.
That, and then also,
and of course, Dr. Crane is dun dun dun.
Todd's son. That was a young Dr. Crane.
Yes.
It was a guy named Todd when they were having that type of group meeting, or like family type of meeting, or whatever meeting it was, which I caught, and then it was Dr. Crane, and then I really thought we were going to see the Scarecrow mask in the episode, but I guess that's going to be next week's episode. I just can't wait.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, because the way they said Dr. Crane, it's like I can't wait when they start showing the fear toxin.
Right.
That's going to be, and the Joker's gas toxin. Do you think we'll get the Joker on the show this season? Or like,
oh, I would hope so. Maybe in the finale? Wouldn't it be like a great cliffhanger? All right, we have two callers calling in from area code 469. Welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast.
Hello?
Hey. It's Chris.
Yeah.
What's
How
up, sir?
Good, good. Chris from Kendall.
And did you watch Gotham's the Fearsome Dr. Crane?
No, I didn't.
Did it? Okay, that's cool. Well, thank you for calling in. If you're listening to us live, we're on for another 21 minutes at 347-637-3821. We have area code 609. Who is this?
This is Speed Force Frank. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
How's everything?
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. Did you watch last night's episode?
Yeah,
and your thoughts?
The main bad guy was Jor-El from Smallville episode.
Yeah, I realized that. But I liked it. Like I said yesterday, I mean, everything around Jim Gordon is just getting interesting. Other than that, like, they have to have him do something because his character right now is just, it's kind of being, he's kind of stagnant right now. So, but everything else around him is just moving perfect. I mean, the last scene of just Fish running towards whoever that guy was looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
She's gonna fall and become a friend of Fish.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, maybe that's how she got her name. Someone predicted her.
She's going to fall off Nemo. Guys, she's going to fall off that ship and join Nemo.
Yeah, join Nemo, yeah. All right, Chris, your thoughts. Do you think Jim Gordon is... still a back player to these villains, or do you think he holds his own on the show?
I think he held his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. He's a good cop, and he's trying to like I said yesterday, he's trying to get everybody to do, to stand up for themselves. Not only trying to, go be a dirty cop, whatever, just because somebody, is got money or something like that. So,
Yeah, he's giving the city hope, and that's what the city needs.
Yeah,
that's
he's giving them a
backbone.
That's
a great answer.
Yeah, so Batman, Ryan, he'll get this.
All right, let's go around the room. For those who did watch it, Matt and Francesco and myself, what was your favorite scene? I want to know what stood out. It wasn't a epic, stellar episode, but there had been some moments that you enjoyed in last night's episode. Let's start with you, Matt.
I'm trying to think here. I'd say the ending was kind of... good and funny, where Jim asked Leslie to talk him on a date, saying, "I'll go out with you if you kiss me on the cheek."
Yeah.
And then everyone in the police office was walking, and I go, "Oh God, Barbara Keene's gonna walk in and see him making out, because at some point." Jim's going to want to get back with Barbara, and she's going to catch him in the act. And I thought that scene was good. Not other parts didn't really stand out to me in the episode. I mean, I did love the Bruce Wayne scenes. Those were cool. But, yeah, the ending there was pretty good, though. And, of course, the Enigma scene. Pretty good.
It's going to be interesting to see season two as the writers are going to learn from their mistakes, what worked, what didn't work in this first season. So it's going to be interesting to compare the two, because remember Arrow? It was pretty slow that first season. It didn't really pick up until season two, where they're like, okay, we're just going to be badasses now. We're just going to kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
And you noticed that. And then, from that point on, they just elevate every episode. So, it's going to be interesting with Gotham to see, now that they know that their villains are pretty much the stars of the show, as Francesco says. And do you think they're going to play heavier, of a play in the next season? Francesco, what do you think? Do you think the fan base of the villains are just going to quadruple on the next season? Now that they know that the fans love it and eat it?
Well, this is a problem that you run into. I mean, Jim Gordon was always like that side character in Batman. And the only thing bigger than Batman's villains are Batman. So what happens is you come across a point where Jim Gordon isn't enough for the big, Batman has the famous, the most famous rogues gallery out of them all. So one person is going to outshine all of them. So, they're going to come into a problem unless they start doing something with Jim Gordon's character because, and to bring it back to what you were, what your question was, my favorite...
Hello?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And and then you know, Fish Mooney for the 2 seconds, and then what else did we get yesterday? Oh, and especially with Edward Nygma. I mean, and the only thing that's good about Jim Gordon and the Leslie scene is Leslie. I mean, they're going to have a lot of – they're going to have – it just seems like they're using him. Or to me,
right,
it just feels like – it feels like Jim Gordon is just like the thing that's moving the story along, but everybody else is the story. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, it's just very weird. I don't know, but I think they're going to be playing a lot of villain heavy because it's just there's just too much character for just Jim Gordon to outshine, and I think he's going to be lost in the shuffle. You know what I mean? So I think next year they're going to switch it around and say, well, you know, this show's called Gotham, so we've got to talk about everybody. And I think you're going to see Jim Gordon kind of become a character of Gotham, not so much the lead. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally do.
Yeah. Which is sad, but
Chris,
I mean,
do you agree with Francesco?
I do.
And why? Tell us.
Well, I agree when it was, like, he's going to become as a character himself, not as a lead. I mean, I think he can only do so much, even though he's doing so good. But he's the only one, you know, kind of, mostly when things happen, the people who usually back him up, they kind of, like, get scared until whenever he goes
yeah.
to extreme. You know, and, you know, like the way he was supposed to arrest the other cop the other day, you know, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
everybody was scared, you know, everybody was scared, you know, until he really, you know, went at it. And then, you know, the sheriff went and helped, you know what I mean? And you can only do so much. I feel like now he's going to have to do to, he's going to have to go to extreme
yeah.
to become a little bit, bad himself to be able to do the right thing.
Hey,
I don't know if you get my point.
I want to ask Chris, this question is for you. I don't know if I can ask this question. I mean, and this is for everybody as well. Do you think maybe the problem is with Jim Gordon is that you only see him when he's at GCPD? Like, would you like a little bit more, you know, backstory with Jim Gordon? Like, would you, not so much a flashback for his character, but would you like a little bit more one-on-one personal scenes with him? Like, you know, him, you know, having a mother or a father or, cause he's got no other connection, but Barbara, which thank God
yeah.
she's gone. And I think you're not going to see her anymore for a long time because at this point she can just not show up and I can give two craps, but I mean,
yeah,
Jesus,
yeah, she really didn't bring that much
kind of
to the table.
Do you think he needs a personal do you think he needs attachments like a mother, a father?
I do agree with that. We don't see, like I say, we don't see him anywhere else unless he's on the badge, you know. He's a walk or he's dealing with criminals and everything. But we do need to see the other side of him that he's not a cop. You know what I mean? Who is he when he's not a cop? You know, does he get to sleep? You know, he doesn't even get home anymore. Where does he go? You know, he's not home.
Right.
You know, and because Selina Kyle has been living in the house without him even knowing, you know. So,
what did you think of
yeah,
that scene where he out-tricked her?
I actually did not see it, so Francesco.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see it. I forgot.
I thought it was kind of cool, but I don't know if you can. I don't know if you've thought about this. When does she
Uh-oh.
Ever use those glasses that are on top of her
ever.
Head? I mean, like, if she doesn't use them,
ever.
Don't put them on.
Matt,
they just do them
Matt
for,
have you
just,
ever seen her wear the goggles?
No. Why
don't
why I
have
them?
As Francesco's saying.
Them?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like her ears. Kind of,
yeah.
Like kind of like a Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. Right. Are we talking about Kat? Yeah, she
yeah.
has those.
The
goggles. Yeah. I wonder about that. She's
yeah,
just
that,
off. Or just
yeah, I thought
make,
about.
Or just not even just be a straight pub kid or whatever. We need to get. I don't know.
Where do you guys think she jumps to when she jumped off his roof? I mean, like, how realistic
is
that? Yeah,
I'm like, did she die?
I'm like, oh, my goodness.
He's like on a penthouse level, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, like, even if she jumped to the next balcony down, I mean, she's got to hold on for dear life. And she just jumps like fear, too.
Like,
without even looking, either.
Yeah.
Something's fishy.
Yeah, and it's Mooney.
Oh.
that was good. That was good.
I wonder if they're ever going to explain her name.
She's always a street kid. I mean, come on. This show is about the villain's origin. I mean, one villain I wait to see is Dr. Victor Freeze. I can't wait to see the old Dr. Freeze.
That would be cool. Like a scientist?
Well,
yeah.
it's only season one. So, I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah,
that
oh
get,
my gosh.
You
well,
know.
They have so many villains to go through. You're so right, Chris. All right, Francesco, let's go to you. What was your favorite scene of last night's episode?
Like I said earlier, I have a bunch. I mean, I think.
Pick one.
I think my favorite scene was. Let's play a little game. You tell me, you know, you be honest with me and I'll be honest with you or whatever they were playing. Him and Penguin and Maroni. I think that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was glued.
Mm-hmm.
I was glued to the TV. I liked it.
That was great. That was a good scene. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's open up now,
you
know, to you guys, anything else you want to dive into that's been burning? Matt from Florida, let's start with you.
Not much. I thought it was a great episode. It's just I didn't
How do you
really
think they're
going to
end this season? How do you think they're going to end this, Matt?
I think it's going to start the whole war on Arkham because the way that in the trailer before the series began was the whole war on Gotham with the Waynes dying. They were going to solve the murders of the Waynes, probably with Bane being born, more experiments developing, and still we're getting that insane guy in Arkham who was doing experiments, and we got a pig mask again, didn't we?
Yes, the pig mask.
I saw that.
Yeah, any spirit of the goat?
Yeah, we saw that again. And I thought that was kind of weird. And I'm really looking forward to what the Joker is going to be like.
Yeah,
I think it's a good show. Just to get a fresh start on DC. But still, I'd say my two favorites are The Flash and Arrow.
All right, cool. Okay, let's go to you, Chris. Anything you want to talk about Gotham related?
No, actually, I'm just cannot wait to see it. So, nothing. I cannot wait to see it. That's it.
Yeah, how far back are you?
No, just tonight. I mean, last night.
Oh, okay. So you're caught up to tonight? Okay. Well, this week. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, Francesco. Anything else you want to dive in on Gotham?
I mean, to answer your question, where do I see the season going? I mean, personally, I think, you know, from all we've known from the comic books lately and the movies, it's always Falcone. So I think what's going to happen is I think the Penguin is going to take over Maroni's gang, but Maroni's not going to die. He's just going to go away, and then he'll probably try to come back next season to try to take it back from Penguin. I think Fish Mooney will be also exiled. I think Edward Nygma will start becoming the Riddler. And then I don't know where Jim Gordon's going to be. That's how uneventful his character is. I don't see him going anywhere. I don't know. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see where they take him because that's definitely going to see how, prolonged the series goes.
Oh, and I'll tell you one thing. What I would like to see is, I think with Mr. Freeze, I think you'll see him and his wife working together as scientists until she's stricken with the disease, And then that's something that'll happen maybe at the end. But to see them working side by side and getting to know a character that we've never known before, like unless she was behind like a glass, then I think that would be interesting.
That would be interesting. Yeah, the origin of the Freeze couple.
Yeah.
Literally. And then
Mr. and Mrs. Frozen.
Would you be excited for a Arnold reunion?
Hey,
I'm Dr. Freeze.
Chill out.
Yeah. Would you like a reunion?
No, I would not.
No.
He doesn't even look like the old Arnold. He looks really he looks really bad.
Who would you cast if you could for the Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze? Well, it's funny because today I tweeted to the CW Flash that they should take Liam Neeson as the voice of Gorilla Grodd. But maybe they should cast Liam Neeson or maybe, I don't know. He'd have to have hair, at least, I would think. I don't know who I would
cast. To start, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Bryan Cranston. How does that sound?
Ooh. Whoa. That's awesome.
You like that?
Well, what about you, Chris? Oh, wait, sorry. I muted Chris. All right, Chris, you're back.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know who you would cast?
He would cast himself.
No.
Yeah. What are you playing?
Trivia Croc.
Okay. Can you turn it down?
You're multi-got it.
I know you're multitasking.
Nah, I am.
All right, cool. Well, great. If that's it, thank you guys so much for calling in to Gotham Talk. We're going to head on over to Smallville Talk as breaking news on Superman. He's getting a new power. It's about time, right? All right, so join us over there on Smallville Talk. Yeah, so we'll be discussing what the new power is and, of course, rehashing some old Smallville episodes. So thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next week on Gotham Talk.